Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriSciences joining us today. Charles C., tell me how growers can incorporate Culex herbicide into their weed management plan.
Well, for broadleaf weed control, Culex herbicide fits as the core of a weed management program in wheat. It provides the grower with advanced, broad-spectrum control of troublesome weed species, such as mirestel, henbit, and mustards. Culex allows for application flexibility, so growers can customize their plans to fit their specific needs and challenges. You can apply Culex in the fall or in the spring because it has a big application window from two-leaf to flagleaf emergence stage. In addition, Culex herbicide is now labeled for a pre-seed application. Culex is tank mix compatible with other herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides, and you can run the product with 100% UAN liquid fertilizer. If needed, a producer can tank mix Culex with a residual herbicide for added soil activity or run it with PowerFlex HL to achieve grass and broadleaf weed control.
And you can learn more by visiting flexibleweedcontrol.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex weed herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex weed herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
One action down, two actions left to go to finish the 2018 Farm Bill. Yesterday, we saw the United States Senate vote in favor of the 2018 Farm Bill conference report, 87-12. Still to come, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, will be the House of Representatives also voting on the 2018 Farm Bill conference report. It's expected to pass there as well. And Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue in a statement this week indicated that he will be encouraging his boss to take the third action, that is President Trump signing the Farm Bill into law. Extension Farm Policy Specialist Dr. Amy Hagerman says there's some good stuff in the Farm Bill for producers that'll be very useful in the federal farm safety net.
There are a couple of changes in this Farm Bill that I think are going to be meaningful for producers. The first one is there is an opportunity to update yields for counties that have experienced a 20-week consecutive drought. We've got a lot of those counties here in Oklahoma that had some really tough years for drought. Why is that meaningful? Because if you can take those droughty years out of your yield history, it actually brings up that trigger yield calculation and allows those ARCA PLC payments to be triggered at a little higher yield level than they would be if those droughty years were in there. Another really important change is that there is an opportunity. You elect for 5 years, just like you did before, but there is an opportunity after 2021 to be able to switch back and forth between ARC and PLC. And that gives some flexibility that producers really didn't have before. There was some discussion of whether or not the CSP, the Conservation Stewardship Program part of the Working Lands Program, was still going to be in the Farm Bill. It is. So for those who have used those programs in the past and have appreciated the income that that has provided to them to be able to make some of those improvements, they would continue to have opportunities to sign up under those programs in the future as well.
Dr. Amy Hagerman. The Oklahoma Board of Agriculture, the regular board meeting yesterday, backed off a vote on emergency rules for poultry setbacks in northeastern Oklahoma. They indicated they would punt the issue to state lawmakers in the upcoming legislative session. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the Griswold Cattle Company Female Classic Sale, their largest sale ever. 819 head over 2 days in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Friday, December 14th, started at 1:30, and Saturday, December 15th at 11 a.m. Open heifer prospects, embryo and semen packages, bred heifers and bred cows. Catalog and videos all online at GriswoldCattle.com. The Griswold Cattle Classic, Stillwater, Oklahoma, December 14th and 15th. Check it out at GriswoldCattle.com. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.